Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chris, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
7 minutes in heaven. What is that? That sounds dangerous.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
I mean, look at, first of all, I mean, as we spoke about on the pregame, I am a rancher and I'm busy ranching right now.
Sure.
But I need the sun to come out, not tomorrow, today, because look at, I am ghostly white. This looks like I'm wearing foundation and I'm not, because I don't have any makeup because they stole my makeup bag, which we'll get to in a second. I only have a lip liner. Is this Whirlwind or what was the MAC color that everyone used?
I want to.
You know the one.
Yes. What was it?
What was that color?
I'm Googling it. Ryan, if you beat me to it, I'm going to kill you.
There was a popular matte color
back in the day.
Back in the day, and I would line just my lips. But yeah, this is the lip liner that I found in the middle console of my car. And I don't have any makeup because I went to go do my makeup for the first time in a week and realized that the mother effers that robbed me also took my makeup bag because—
I don't get that.
And I was really proud of that
makeup
bag.
Because
I hadn't lost that thing, which is also why I hadn't washed my makeup brushes in 2 years. I hadn't lost that thing in all of the years of travel. And that is probably the thing that I had the longest. And they grabbed it right off the camera. But anyways, I need a tan. MAC, it was a color. I don't know.
I'm looking.
Happy Calm Down podcast, everybody. I am clearly at the ranch, which I wear. It's not wear by Aaron Andrews, but I do have merch because I'm a loser. And these are the things that I get excited about.
How's your manufacturing and shortage supply? These are all conversations I want to throw up about. Okay, wait, hold on. Back to the MAC conversation. These were not colors I used, by the way. Most popular colors, Velvet Teddy. No.
I just remembered it.
What?
Spice.
Oh, Spice was a good one. Yeah, that
it
wasn't
was.
The
it
one
was like
I
the...
used, though.
Oh, was it?
Mm. There's
Whirlwind and Spice.
M-E-H-R, Twig, Whirl, Tote, Diva, Chili, Honey Love, Kinda Sexy, Yash. Nope, I obviously am not
don't know,
cool.
But you are LeBron's James right now. You look very tan.
We spent some time in Mexico, and then it was finally a great weekend out here, and the boys went to a volleyball shindig, and we went down for a bit. And threw Howie in the pool yesterday as I was watching the Florida Gators in the College World Series. That was exciting.
Time out.
Yeah.
Back up. He'll go in the pool.
He's obsessed with the pool. He's a golden retriever. They love the pool. They love water.
Daisy loves water, but she won't, she'll go in the lake, but she won't go in the pool.
Oh my God, he loves it so much. He won't go in the pool unless we say P-O-O-L, pool, we get it, or swimming. He's not
Isn't
in this
ridiculous?
Room. You can't say it right now. But if I don't feel like it's really hot outside and I don't want to go for a long walk because I know he'll get a ton of exercise in the P-O-O-L, I'll just say, hey, do you want to go swimming? And he freaks out and runs home and then is crying out the door to get in the pool. But then
wait for it, bougie comment. All of you can attack me later.
In my swimming pool, then I get all this blonde golden retriever hair. And so we got to get it all out.
Yes, I get it. Annoying problems, but it's so much fun to have him in the pool. He loves it so much.
I love you.
So,
because you know where that shit's going to go after that. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's so funny. So Steve, never having been around dogs before, because he like got attacked when he was younger, mm-hmm. which I get it, like total like phobia of dogs prior to not having an option with mine. It's so weird when you think about, like I said, when we he took Willis and Daisy to the vet because I was out of town, which, by the way, is I have to have him retell the story because it's so freaking funny. A guy who's never been around dogs.
So thoughtful.
But like for him to go to the vet, and he goes, when he walked in and they were like, so what are we doing here today? And he goes, I don't know. I'm just supposed to drop them off. And they're like, had no idea what he was doing. And then he goes, so I'm on this really important call. He was out in the car and the vet came out with Daisy had a Hannibal Lecter mask on.
Yeah.
And Steve's like, what is going on? And the vet's like, oh, well, she was biting, you know, whatever. Because she gets afraid and she doesn't like when people like touch her. She doesn't know. Anyway, so Steve was like, I didn't know what was happening. And then the vet lowered his voice and said, Willis is overweight. And Steve goes, what? What? I can't hear you. And he goes, Willis is overweight. And Steve's like, why are we whispering that the dog's overweight? Like the dog's going to know. And
I was maybe
like, they do know. And I don't want his self-esteem. I don't want his self-esteem to be hindered.
Look at him. He hears us. Yes.
I know. And they know. And Steve goes, do you think that they understand us? I go, yeah. Because when we say treats, they know what we're saying.
Or walk, swimming.
Yeah, but he says a really funny thing.
Howie freaks out when I say ears. Because he does his ears, because I'll say, let me see your ears. He does not want stuff in his ears. He does not want, he freaks out. Like,
oh my God.
No.
I think it's so, I just love it so much. And then imagine like, so these German shepherds that are trained, like an Ogden's German shepherd, that like you speak German to them. Boss. And they've got the one attack word. I need one of those. Daisy, how's this one attacking? Let me just keep showing you pictures of the dog. I mean, that one's not attacking anyone, although she would if I needed her to.
The baby.
Yeah.
Anyways, we love our dogs.
Love, love, love.
Yeah, she would rip your face off.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fun. What else is going on? Let's see. I need a tan. You have one. And we have also too, because we were gone for a while. We have a running list of podcast topics that we were never able to get to. And one I was just looking at was me leaving my purse on a plane. Have you ever left something valuable like on a plane?
And I left a purse and I never got it back. On a United flight.
Okay, so what
never
was
saw it, never heard of it, didn't even know it was there. Yes, you did. We did a whole podcast on it. It was at Christmas. I was so excited to get off the plane so I could make it home in time for Christmas.
That's right.
And I left my purse, never got it back.
I forgot about that. I left mine this was recently, which is why it's on my list. I was going to Seattle to do car commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Come on down just off I-405 exit 18 in Kirkland. If you know, you know. And been doing these commercials for years for my dad's company, whatever. And so I go up there. I'm trying to get in and out on the same day. I have the bulkhead seats.
Which yeah.
It's not a privilege to be in the bulkhead seats. Like when they put you in one area.
Not when you're tall.
Again. Thank you. And again, we'll preface it. Oh, it's so hard sitting in first class.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've earned first class at this point. And I'm going there for work. Okay, enough's enough. So we're sitting in 1A. Now I got to put the other bag in the upper compartment because you can't have anything at your feet. Okay, fine. Well, I want to have my small little purse with me because I need my headphones, my charger, the whole thing. Well, you know the move, and I know we talk about airline, like whatever, because we spend half our life traveling, but the whole NASCAR pit stop thing that you have to do when you get on the plane or off the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone,
and you're judged.
Like, rushing you. And it's like, just give me a second. And then the people, it's like, you know, there's protocol when you're, let's say, leaving a pew in a church. It's like, this row goes, then this row goes, then this row goes. No, that's not how it is on a plane.
It's your
everyone
hair is on goddamn fire.
I'm going. I'm apologizing. I'm like, excuse me. You are impeding on my space. This is my designated space. So back the fuck. You're in row 12. What are you even doing up here? And so I'm like trying to like get my shit in a hurry, whatever. I rush off the plane. I am walking to the rental car place and it hits me. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I left my purse on the plane. So now I'm like, well, I can't get the car. All of my ID, my everything's in there. So I'm like, mother effer. I'm pleading with the person at the rental car place. Can you please just hold on to my stuff? I have to rush back into the airport. Now we're going up the escalator, blah, blah, blah. get to TSA. Well, I don't have fucking an ID or anything, right? How am I going to get through? So I'm like, oh, but I have clear. No problem. So I go.
Ooh, yeah.
But guess what?
You need to scan your boarding pass.
Scan the boarding pass. And also I got that, oh, for additional security, we need to look at your ID. You know, when you're like traveling a lot, they make you do that. I don't have my ID. So now I'm pleading with the TSA. Anyways, this story could go on for an hour. To add a little brevity to it, the TSA guy's like, okay, I will help you. After 45 minutes, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way he's going to actually go back and find it. He's like, what gate were you at, blah, blah, blah. Comes back holding this little black purse, which is now probably the only purse I have, holding this little black purse. And I was like, I broke down crying. I gave him the biggest hug. And he was like, so uncomfortable with me attacking him. He's like, this is TSA, act normal, lady. But I was like, there's no way I was going to get back. And I got it back. And I was so happy. And I was like, you little angel TSA guy. Because most of those people, they want to just, you know, they're going to say that they're going to help you and they not. So I was so grateful for all of the shitty things sometimes that happen. My little TSA guy at the SeaTac International Airport, thank you for taking extra time out of your day to help me because it saved me. And then I was able to sell Kias, Mazdas, and Chevrolets with a smile.
Thank God. You know? See, when I left my purse, I just gave up. I got home. I got drunk because it was Christmas. I was excited I made it. And I thought it, when I got in bed, I left my purse on the plane. Oh, well. I filled out a complaint 2 days later. Never heard of it. Never saw it. Yeah. Like,
that's like my laptop. For I got a laptop United. Floating around LAX. They never found that laptop. Because again, you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
You're taking all this stuff out.
Yeah.
So there's that.
100%.
What is going on at that lost and found at the airport?
Where
I'd
is
like
it?
To do, I'd like to do a 60 minutes on that.
Yeah.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
And I know that you're now into watching 60 Minutes with your recent...
We'll think about it. Like during the season, we're never home to watch 60 Minutes because of football. And then when I do get home, if I get home, I want to watch highlights from all the other games because I miss everything. So last night we cooked a little dinner. We watched the news and then 60 Minutes came on. And we were like, all right, let's just watch this. I cried. The first story. Oh my God. It was so well done. I was telling Constance this. Cried the first story. It was called like Mission of Hope or Mission of Love. It was about getting all the kids from Ukraine who were suffering and fighting cancer out because the Russians are bombing the hospitals and all that. Do you know who helped set up that whole mission? Well, one of the missions getting them out, St. Jude. awesome. Oh, they were getting him out on trains that had ICU units, even some surgery units. They had buses where the kids, like, this one lady was talking about, like, making the trek from her town to, like, go to these places. And she could feel her daughter's, like, cancer medicine was getting warmer and warmer, and, like, the panic of that and them coming here. And it was interesting. Some of the kids that were able to make it from Ukraine, the reporter was saying, did you even know anything about Memphis, Tennessee? Because that's where St. Jude is and that's where they are. It was so wonderful. Yeah, I was bawling my brains out. Aww. Second story was about sports and about Saudi Arabia. I'm not touching that. Third story, I thought of you. It was so good. It was all about the composer Hans Zimmer and about all the movies he's done and what he's like. He's on tour. I want to go see him on tour. He's German.
On tour?
He is on tour.
I want to go see Adele. I mean, and this is nothing against Hans. I'm sure he's a wonderful
guy.
He's
great. He's in his 60s.
Only in his 60s. He sounds very acclaimed. He sounds like he should be in his 90s with all the things that he's done, according to you.
I'm sorry. He did the Lion King soundtrack. He did the Pirates of the Caribbean. His first one, big one ever, was Rain Man, which is one of my favorites. The guy is a genius of the mind. I loved every minute of it. I want to meet him. His studio is in LA. I'd love to go there.
Okay. There's so much to unpack with what you just said. And again, this is all due respect to Hans Zimmer, composers, everything out there. But you just said of the mind. What did you just say?
He's a genius of the mind. It's a line from Father of the Bride.
My mind is blown. Oh my God. I can't. It was so good.
Anyways, we got done watching 60 Minutes. And I got to tell you, I just felt like a smarter person. I mean, forget this Bravo, Andy Cohen. I just felt like I was really up to date on world events. Not really. I only watched 3 stories, but it was great.
You know which one I really love? I love 60 Minutes because it's the longest, and I'm going to get this wrong, which is why I need to watch more of it, but the longest running magazine program or news program, whatever it is. And I just love the tradition of, because it reminds me of my grandpa. He loved watching 60 Minutes and the tick, 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 tick. You don't even need a score for that.
No.
You just need a little clock noise. And you know, in whatever room you're in, that 60 Minutes is on.
But Hans would write you one if you needed it.
Hans and Franz. You know which show I really love? CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh my gosh. It's so, and it has like the little sun emblem on it. And there's just wonderful stories on that. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a nice switch up from the Bravo world of things. Although Bravo's a nice escape from reality.
Oh,
you know,
so good.
It's a cornucopia of shows that we need to watch. The 60 Minutes, the Datelines, the 2020, CBS Sunday Morning, a little sports, a lot of sports.
A lot of sports.
Bravo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a menu of items. Okay. We are going to do some fun.
I love this.
Headlines, because on shows we like, they talk about different headlines and we see them a lot.
And we want to start doing this more, have it be a reoccurring theme for us. So if anyone has a good idea of what we should call this headlines and topic segment of the Calm Down podcast, let us know.
Yeah, because there's these different topics that come up and they are entertaining for all of us. Okay, so first one up is discussing Botox and fillers. This is the headline topic. So it was from Page Six, Kristen Davis blasts shame surrounding Botox and filler use after being ridiculed for her own.
Yeah.
So Kristen Davis, those of you guys that don't know, from Sex and the City.
Charlotte.
When the movie or the show came out, and she'd obviously gotten some work done, and then she was chastised for it. As someone who has been very open about, I've had way too much filler and Botox done at different points in my life because I was someone that didn't know to say no when somebody suggested, like, oh, we'll do this or we'll do that. I was like, okay, like, whatever. And then pretty soon I like didn't recognize myself. I was like, what are we doing here? This is not a good look.
Yeah.
So I think that on some of that stuff, it's like you go to a professional and you think like, oh, they're suggesting the right thing. Well, sometimes in that world, it gets distorted, like what it is that they think you might want. So I empathize with somebody like that, that like, all of a sudden, you don't even realize how bad it is until other people point it out. And you're like, oh, shit, like, that's not a good look. So I think proceed with caution, and more is not always better, especially in that situation. Mm-mm. We should still look like ourselves. And the clear scan of your face should say ID recognized, not, whoa, who are you?
Courtney Cox has been really open about this as well, like the fillers. Mm-hmm. And she said she just overdid it. Look, Kristen Davis says in this article, I've had some good, I've had some bad. I actually had a really bad filler story before. I don't do much of it, but I remember I was obsessed with getting a little under mm-hmm. my eye during this season to make you look like you've slept. Well, I actually did massive damage to my eye because she struck a nerve and I ended up looking like I took a hockey puck to the face, which then that. We were worried about people thinking I took, you know, whatever. Yeah. My husband was like, people are going to blame me.
Of course.
I ended up having to get a ton of laser. I had a big primetime thing with Strea I had to do. It was like, we had to have major makeup on my eye. And now I have a permanent indention in my eye. So for me, I am staying far, far away from fillers. I feel like too, they never know how you're going to take. Like, you know what I mean? You could say you're doing it this way, but your skin could, you could have a bad reaction. You could hit a nerve. You could hit whatever. I'm fine with Botox. I'm all in. I also love my doctor because he doesn't do a lot, which maybe I need it, but I don't. I think less is more.
Definitely. I don't do any fillers anymore. And I used to, because I was like I said, I was like, okay, whatever you think. I also have a very round face. Like, so the more fillers, like then it was like all like cheek, like kind of a thing. Like if I drink too much wine or the salts from our pregame conversation, which is why I don't like salt on the rim. Like I retain water really easily. Botox on that. But I also have done the strings that like, it's
you
like,
have?
Yeah. So you put it like on your like jawline. Yeah. But they dissolve. They don't last as long. I love them. Like when I first get them done, I am
How do they do that? I want to know because I would love it on my neck.
Yeah. So it's just like a little, it's like a little string thing that they, like a needle, and then they pull it back and it like honestly feels like you're getting like a mini facelift. And it's not as, again, it like they dissolve and they go away. I've done a lot of things that I'm sure are bad for me, but these allegedly aren't bad for you. Again, until they are. I mean, what do we know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love it. And then it lasts like 6 weeks because I'm getting that like jowly thing. God, I'm also, I really need to get a tan. This is crazy. Is this the lighting? I mean, I didn't think I was this white. Anyways, so yeah, so I've done that, but that's the extent of what I got going on now because I mean, we don't need to get looking like a cat. And I've said that a million times.
Meow.
Exactly.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Next headline that we are looking at, which one you want to talk about?
I like the one also, Katherine Schwarzenegger begged her dad Arnold to take her to school in a minivan. She was mortified by what her father was driving at the time, which was a Hummer. completely different situation in my life. I have two stories. I was never like super embarrassed of what my parents drove, but it was a running joke in our family. First of all, my dad had a 1981 silver Honda Accord. I think that lasted him about 20 something something years. That thing was a tin can. I was like begging my dad to get rid of it, not because it didn't look cool, but because once I got past like the whole I'm embarrassed of what my parents are driving, I then started to be worried about my dad's safety. If you're in a wreck in this, dad, you're going to destroy your car and maybe yourself. If there's no airbags, do these seatbelts really work? I mean, the bright red interior, dad, it's not like that should have scared away any car from hitting you. But I mean, the day that
red
Honda,
interior on the silver, Ford.
The day that thing got like taken away from my parents' house was a big, sad ordeal. We also drove a blue, my mom did, a blue Volvo station wagon when we first moved to Florida. One thing that happened, this was crazy. So hot in Florida, it could get over 100 degrees in your car, yeah. Obviously. My mom had us in the back seat and the back window completely shattered from the heat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, crazy.
That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm safety regulations today of the whole thing on that.
But I was never super, I mean, my dad's car, yes. He like drove that thing to shit. So kind of, but I was never like, oh my God, don't bring the Hummer.
No, so speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I know I mentioned it last podcast. I just finished watching his documentary. Highly suggest it as someone who only knew surface level things about him before, found it very, very interesting and a newfound respect. And he was very honest about the mistakes as well in his life, which I appreciate people that can talk. We'll start with that. And people that can also admit when they were wrong and say, hey, I should have done things differently, when he was talking about his marriage and infidelity and things like that.
Yeah.
So watch that documentary, but also parents. So my dad sold cars for years and then ended up buying into dealerships and ended up owning car dealerships. So you'd think like, oh, I could have like whatever car I wanted. No, not in the Thompson household. It was the complete opposite. It was like, you are going to pay for your car. We're not giving you anything. Like my parents were very much like, you're going to earn anything you have. So my brother and I shared, talk about not safe, a Geo Metro. My brother is 6'5" and was like the quarterback of the high school team. He was the Jake Ryan. He was the senior. I was the sophomore. We both drove. He drove me to school because I was the sophomore. And he's driving in this Geo Metro like this. No joke. It looked like a baseball. It was this
white
little car.
I don't know what that is.
It's so small. It's like two doors. It's like basically like a Mini Cooper before a Mini Cooper, whatever, in the States where they've introduced Mini Coopers. But it's so small and no one should be driving one. I do not think they're safe at all. In fact, so much so that his offensive linemen were able to pick the car up from the parking lot and move it. We went out to the parking lot after school one day. The car was not in the same place we parked it.
Oh my God.
It was like five, because that's how small it was. So that's not good. We didn't like that. But my parents always had like shitty cars because they had no money. I remember my mom drove a Chevy Citation and she did daycare growing up. And this was before any safety or regulations or anything. We packed that car full of kids. I mean, there's probably like 10 kids when she had to go, you know, go to the grocery store or something like that. You can't leave all these kids at home. So we piled into that car. And then this is the car that I always wanted, was the station wagon where you could sit backwards and look out the back
window. That was our Volvo.
Do you remember those?
Yes.
Oh my God. I was so jealous. I wanted that so bad.
Yep.
But we didn't have the money for that. So I think we just got in the trunk and looked out the window.
Sure.
Is how we remedied that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you can't do any of it. But yeah, I was never, I don't know. I think I didn't even, I just only was embarrassed by my small little Geo Metro because I was like, we're going to die. Anywho. Okay. Last headline that I'm going to talk about on this one is things you would never do, bucket list activities, swim with sharks, skydive, bungee jump, etc. This is coming from Drew Rosenhaus forgets negotiations with GMs and wrestling with sharks is the headline on that. Drew Rosenhaus went from being a proverbial shark on Tuesday to wrestling an actual one. A wild scene all captured on video is this TMZ report. I am a daredevil. I'll do anything. I've wanted to swim with sharks when I was covering the World Cup in South Africa. Mm-hmm. I like, put my name because on the long waiting list, but I wasn't there long enough to actually swim with sharks. So I would love to do that. I jumped out of a plane when Fox was doing their veterans salute the troops stuff. So I was like, if there's ever a time I was going to jump out of a plane, it was with the U.S. Army. So that was awesome. Tony Gonzalez and I both did that. That was fun. Yeah, I'll try anything. I bungee jumped. I'll try anything once.
I'm good. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm a square and I'm happy with it. I'm good.
You're not alone in that. Not a lot of people want to do
nope.
it. I'm just the idiot who's like, let's just see how close I can get to death. You know, why
not?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Then we used to play on one of the crews that I was on, which is so bad. Death by, well, would you rather? This is what we did. All right, it was a Thursday night crew. It was myself. It was Chris Fowler, Jesse Palmer, and Craig James. Would you rather be in a cage with a grizzly bear, a silverback gorilla, or in a water with a great white shark? All of it. Awful. Like, this is the shit we talk about instead of Rutgers versus Louisville, you know?
Those are, that's the would you rather you're playing. I was playing much different would you rather.
Right, right, right.
There's
that's
those
probably,
ones.
They played Mary those after F. I left. Kill. Yeah.
There's those ones. Those were always entertaining. I love a would you rather though. Oh. Did you ever play those games like growing up? Like, I know you're talking about with your crew as an adult, but like when you were younger, or like games in like junior high where it was like my first ever kiss with Kai Scheidelman. It was a game of telephone. And I was on a, like, it was at recess and we were all sitting on a bench and, like, the message got down, like, for him to kiss me. And I was in, like, fifth grade or something like that. Like, did you ever play 7 Minutes in Heaven? Did you ever play those games?
What is 7 Minutes in Heaven?
It's, like, a game when you're in junior high and it's, like, when you go in a closet with a guy.
Ew!
And it's like,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was always too afraid to do that one. But there's, like, all those games.
I was always the big nerd and no boy was going to play, like, 6 seconds with me in anywhere. So, no, that's just, yeah, I was, like, the dork, so...
No, those games were always fun. I love that. But so if you guys have any headlines, we are going to incorporate that throughout our podcast because I just think they're great. And
I
see ridiculous headlines and go down rabbit holes of all of them. So
there was one we didn't touch on. Or are we saving that?
Karma is my boyfriend.
That Taylor Swift reportedly rejected Meghan Markle's personal invite to come on her canceled podcast. We don't know if this is true. We don't know if this is just, you know, the tabloids piling on poor Meghan, but I don't know. We'll never know. That podcast is over.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that in the world of
Taylor's
headlines,
busy.
There's probably an ounce of truth behind that where she's just probably like, thank you, or whatever the headline, I think is what the story is that she was like, oh, thank you, but like, I don't do podcasts or something like that.
Yeah.
But headlines are always interesting. Having worked at Extra, and I can say this because I still work there on Echinacea. The clickbait
I
is
hate
real.
It. I hate it. And they use the worst pictures. We talked about this.
They still do. I'm like, you can't take like a terrible headline of something that happens to us and then compounds it with a terrible picture. I'm like, despite everything, you can't pull a picture that doesn't have 17 chins or me like mid conversation with something. Like, I know that there's some Getty images out there that are not terrible of me. Can we maybe pull a nice one? Who are the people that are picking these pictures to supplement an
mean
article?
Mean people. Mean.
Mean people.
Mean.
You don't want to use a nice headshot? You don't want to use a filtered photo that I've put out there? I mean, help a gal out. I don't need to see me live in action. This is what half of them look like. This. Carissa Thompson, Rob. Like, I mean, God, please. I'm good.
I'm not laughing at you being robbed. I'm laughing because that's happened to me. Like, I was doing this, and again, this is bougie problems, and people will come blast us, but this is, I did a little Access Hollywood thing. They came to our wear shoot, and they were talking about some of my favorite outfits that I wore on the sidelines last year, and I loved, like, my look for Super Bowl. It was so much fun. But the photo they brought of me was after I got smoked in the head, right when I was on television, and we were already in the feature, and I got nailed. And so I'm standing there and I'm trying to like adjust my neck and I just like look like pissed off and I'm trying to self-evaluate myself and be like, do I have a concussion? Do I not? What's my birthday? Like, how concerned should I be? And that's the photo. They're like, we love this look. And I'm like, yeah, with this like really crazy like face. Yeah.
No, it's not good. And I also just the last thing too, when we sit here and say like, oh, we'll get blasted for saying this or that, then don't listen to the podcast. If we sound like bougie complaining bitches, there are plenty of other podcasts out there for you to listen to. All we're saying is that it's okay that we complain about having terrible pictures because who wants that? I don't care if it's on a news article or if it's, this is the other thing too. Speaking of bad pictures, what are your thoughts on people posting pictures where it's like, they look good, but you know, you look bad. Like that's a bad friend. That's a bad friend that posts a picture, whether it's on Instagram or whatever, where you look like shit, but they look great. I would never do that to anyone. I don't care if I think I look like a model in the picture. If the people in the photo with me that I care about don't look decent, no.
I'm not posting it. Have zero problem being like, take that down. Take that down. Stop
it. For sure. I've done that before. And I think we've hit on this before, but it bears repeating. When guys are like, oh, I love this picture of you. And I'm like, no.
Your boyfriend's done that to me.
He's done that to me. On my birthday, he posted some like picture where it's like, it wouldn't be my first 20 options, a picture to post. Why don't you ask me which picture you want to post to celebrate me?
Yeah.
I'll decide which picture I think looks great.
Yeah.
Not you just going through the Getty images. Oh, you look great.
Trying to check out some other headlines to see if there was anything new. Nothing new, but there's a lot of chatter out right now about this show, The Idol. The kids are talking about it.
Johnny Depp's daughter.
Yeah. In The Weeknd, yeah. Who I love. There's like some mixed feelings on it. I guess it's real racy. And if it's real racy for me, then it's like,
it's probably a Tuesday for everyone else. Real racy.
This is 7 minutes in heaven. What is that? That sounds dangerous.
Oh, God. What a time.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of time, we're all out of time, but plenty more where this came from. We have questions to answer of you guys' pregame coming up next week. And then we also have more headlines and plenty more to discuss. And hopefully by then I will have a chance. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.